I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practicers. I saw that last week, Rabbi Levin discussed Shalach Manas, so I guess I'll continue in that vein and discuss Shalach Manas today as well. There's a question that comes up many times with Shalach Manas, but truthfully, not only with Shalach Manas, many people who want to give gifts, candy dishes with candies in them for gifts, many people have Shalach Manas and they place the Shalach Manas inside glass vessels, inside glass kalim, or really metal vessels as well. And the question is that permissible? Is that okay? Do you have to tevel the dish before you put the food in and before you give it as a gift? The halacha is, it's clear, it's almost explicit, a pasuk in Parshas Matos, that there's a requirement to tevel kelim. Specifically, the pasuk talks about metal kelim. The Gemara teaches us that not only metal kelim, even glass kelim as well, on a rabbinic level, midrabanan, you're required to tevel as well glass kelim. And therefore, if someone has a candy dish made out of glass and you want to give Shalach Manas to 30 different people or more or less, are you able to put the food inside the dish before giving it away as Shalach Manas? So it's not so simple, and it's a lengthy discussion. The poskim, many poskim discuss this and struggle with this in different variations, different forms of this question. But there's one possible solution that I want to talk about. And that is that some say that you could have someone else acquire the dish on behalf of the eventual recipient. It can't be a family member. It could have a third party that's kona, the kli, for the third party, really using the mechanism of zachin the adam shel b'fano. Since it's a schul, since it's beneficial for the eventual recipient to own the dish, a third party is able to acquire it on his behalf. Once it belongs to the eventual recipient, therefore you are able to tevel it for that person, and it's going to work. So you're tevel the kli for that person, and then you're able to put the food in, give it to that person, and he doesn't need to tevel it anymore because you already teveled it for him. However, there's a challenge. There's a problem with this approach, because if the third party is acquiring it on the behalf of the eventual recipient, you have, let's say, 30 different Shalach Manases, you don't know which one's going to go to who. So when you have that third party acquiring it on behalf of the recipient, on behalf of which recipient is he acquiring it for? That brings us to today's daf, Erevin daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara has a lengthy discussion about Breira. When you have something that's not certain exactly how it's going to play out, how do we deal with that? And the Gemara tells us the idea that Breira, midrabanan, works. You're able to use Breira when it comes to something that's only midrabanan, and therefore if you have a glass dish, the glass dish is only chayv in tefillah midrabanan, therefore we would say yesh breira. Therefore the third party is able to acquire it on behalf of the eventual recipient, even if you don't know which one it is, using the concept of breira, since it's only midrabanan. However, that would only be with a glass dish. If you're dealing with a metal dish, which is acquired in tefillah midoraisa, then we would say ein breira, and you wouldn't be able to do that. I would just like to point out that you could challenge this approach as well, because albeit there is breira midrabanan, and therefore the requirement to tovel a glass kli may only be midrabanan, and therefore we could use breira. But how are we making this dish belong to the third party? With a kinyan, with an acquisition. This acquisition is an acquisition on a Torah level. Does it work or does it not work? It's not a reality midrabanan, it's a reality midaraisa. So could we say that he's able to acquire it on the third party's behalf on a level of the oraisa for the purpose of toveling it, which is only midrabanan? It's an interesting question, which everyone could think about for the rest of your day. If you have any thoughts about it, please reach out to me. You should have a wonderful day.